With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has arrived at the Pentagon for his first official day in his new role. Speaking with reporters as he arrived at the Pentagon, the defense secretary says he's hitting the ground running.
On removing DEI inside the Pentagon, reinstating troops who were pushed out because of COVID mandates, Iron Dome for America, this is happening quickly. And as the Secretary of Defense, it's an honor to salute smartly, as I did as a junior officer and now as the Secretary of Defense, to ensure these orders are complied with rapidly and quickly.
He had made an unannounced stop at the Pentagon on Saturday after the swearing-in ceremony at the Eisenhower Executive Office building. President Trump will be addressing the House GOP retreat at Trump National Doral in Miami, Florida this afternoon before returning to the White House. Also at SRNnews.com, Federal Reserve policymakers meet this week amid growing pressure from President Trump. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
Over the past few days, the president has demanded lower interest rates, and he told reporters that he expects the Fed to listen to him.
I think I know interest rates much better than they do. No, I'm guided by them very much, but if I disagree, I will let it be known.
However, the U.S. Central Bank is widely expected to leave its benchmark borrowing rate unchanged this week after cutting it at three straight meetings to close out last year. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
A 3.8 magnitude earthquake centered near the Maine coast rattled houses in northern New England and was felt by surprised residents of states hundreds of miles away. The U.S. Geological Survey reports the earthquake took place at about 10:22 a.m. local time, centered about 6 miles southeast of York Harbor in southern Maine. This is SRN News. Things are getting worse for Christians in Iran.
Article 19 and three other international religious freedom groups are sounding an alarm about the Islamic Republic, where imprisonment of Christians for their faith increased 600% over the past year. Time in an Iranian prison can amount to a death sentence, given the horrific conditions and regular torture. The vast majority of Christians in Iran are converts from Islam, which puts them at odds with the government as well as friends and family. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates trying to find ways around potential bans on the drug mifepristone, the primary ingredient in chemical abortions. A new study in the New England Journal of Medicine suggests that Ella, a pill used for contraception, could be repurposed at a higher dose as an abortion drug. Roughly two-thirds of all abortions in the country are now carried out with the use of drugs. Mifepristone available over-the-counter. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court has left in place Mississippi's Jim Crow-era practice of removing voting rights from people convicted of certain felonies, including nonviolent crimes such as forgery and timber theft. The justices, without comment, turned away an appeal from Mississippi residents who have completed their sentences but who have been unable to regain their right to vote. Something new for cola lovers.
Coca-Cola Orange Cream is scheduled to go on sale February 10th in the U.S. and Canada. The soda mixes cola with orange and vanilla flavors and will be sold in regular and zero sugar varieties. Atlanta-based Coke says it developed the product in response to growing consumer demand for the comforting, nostalgic flavor. The company says Coca-Cola Orange Cream will not be a permanent flavor, but will be sold at least through the first quarter of next year. Rich Thomason reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.